Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca and Caitlin with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the local council has begun to use drones to survey koala habitats in the area. The drones, which carry thermal cameras, can detect heat signatures of koalas and other endangered species in the area. This comes as part of an effort to protect the marsupials and their habitats in an attempt to understand the local numbers of the animals. Mayor John Raven said that this $25,000 project is the first time the council has undertaken an extensive, detailed and accurate study of the region's koala population. Conservationists say that this is an important first step in protecting the species, but more needs to be done.
Transport infrastructure costs have been forecast to climb by billions for the 2032 Brisbane Olympics, prompting a call for more federal funding. The federal government has repeatedly insisted that its contribution to the $7.1 billion venue budget is capped, with the Commonwealth set to pay about half. This follows the Brisbane government's finalised infrastructure plan, headlining a 3,000-seat main stadium in Brisbane's Victoria Park after a 100-day review. Alternate road connections between the Gold Coast and Brisbane, new rail lines and stations in Brisbane, as well as the Coomera Connector, have all been other transport propositions proposed for 2032. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has vowed to negotiate firmly but fairly for funds to build the necessary transport. In national news, public consultations have reopened for Woodside's Browse gas project. The unusual choice from Western Australia's Environmental Protection Agency follows significant changes to Woodside's proposal. The Environmental Protection Agency deems the circumstances of the changes warranted reopening public consultations. The changes include avoiding overlap with heritage-listed Scott Reef and avoiding green turtle habitats. These changes came as a response to significant criticism of the proposal's adverse environmental impacts, including potentially catastrophic destruction of habitats within the reef. Despite these changes, Conservation Council of Western Australia campaigner said Mia Peppers said the fundamental risks of the project remained the same. An 11-year-old boy who requires a wheelchair and his mother missed an Adelaide Hospital medical appointment after their accessible taxi never arrived. Oliver and Jody Sandy, who travelled from Toowoomba for the appointment, waited 2 hours for a taxi before Miss Sandy asked a passing truck driver to drive them to the hospital. While Oliver was eventually able to see a doctor, South Australian Minister for Transport Tom Koutsantonis said despite more than 100 access taxis in the state, the system is broken. Mr. Koutsantonis said the system should shift to a service delivery model rather than a for-profit one.
In international news, Canadian separatists in Alberta have proposed a referendum question proposing independence from the rest of Canada. Alberta Prosperity Project says that the Canadian Premier Danielle Smith should hold a referendum in 2025, with the United Conservative Party being pro-separation. The Premier reiterated that she supports Alberta staying in Canada. The main appeal of the bill aims for an independent Alberta with no regulations from Ottawa or Eastern Canadian interests, lower provincial taxes, plus no federal taxes. Other than needing many petition signatures and votes to make the separation a reality, making Alberta independent would create many questions, ranging from constitutional challenges and Indigenous land rights, as well as economic realities. For your weather today, there are some light showers expected this afternoon, with it currently being partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.